Hey, it's Bethany here. Welcome to another episode of Dialed In. So this is my second take for this recording because I got tongue-tied and now I can't stop laughing. But welcome, welcome, welcome. So we're going to talk about how to decrease your stress response in 60 seconds. So first, I want to start off with a couple of statistics for you. Did you know that studies show that Americans spend about 70% of their time in a stress response? A stress response is when your brain screams, danger, danger, danger. You have adrenaline going through your system, increased levels of cortisol, which hangs on to the food and the calories that you eat to protect you, and you're strictly in survival mode. What this looks like in your brain is that you have less ability to reason and more ability is given to the part of your brain that is simply survival focused. So you're in survival mode. You're not really responding. You are reacting to your environment. Therefore, you kind of lose some of your control. The blood flow is actually taken away from the centers in your brain that allow you to choose your response and act accordingly because it's simply focused on survival. So 70% of our time, that is a ton of time. Inside of my Big Life You program, this is in the very first lesson I teach on this. Now, we don't have the ability to go as in-depth as I do in that lesson, but I am going to give you just a short version of that here today. So, if you picture your fist clenched, that's kind of how your body is. It's closed off when you're in a stress response. You have blood that goes to your extremities and to your heart and lungs and to your survival center in your brain. But otherwise, it's really pulled away from your digestive system, from your ability to heal, and from your ability to maintain homeostasis because all you're trying to do is just survive, okay? So what we want it to look like is like almost like jazz hands, except if you turn your hands sideways and you move your fingers and then move your arms up and down, you kind of want your body to be in a state of flow and ease. And obviously, you can't do that when you spend 70% of your time in a stress response. You know what else you can't do? You can't solve problems from a higher state of mind, from an empowered state of being. You also are more likely to see obstacles instead of possibilities. And really, what happens is you're so busy surviving and reacting that you just can't think through the process to make decisions to be the person that you want to be. So you just react and react and react. And then oftentimes that leads to some outcomes that you don't want. So I'm going to tell you about a process where you can shut off the stress response in 60 seconds and reset your body. So science has shown that doing a breathing method like this can totally decrease those hormones and the adrenaline running through your system in about 60 seconds. So you're going to do 4 rounds of this breathing, okay? And it's 4 count in, a 4 count hold, a 4 count release, and then a 4 count just sitting. So an inhale for 4, holding your breath for 4, exhaling for 4, and then sitting and breathing normally for 4 counts. Now, if you're anything like me, you want to rush through, like, I just want to get this done. I just want to breathe and get this done because inherently, maybe you're telling yourself that you don't have time for this. And so, what helps me to do this 4 count breathing is to use a phrase instead of counting. So, what I will do is I'll find a comfortable place to sit. If that's available, if not, you can do this in the middle of a meeting. You can do it in the middle of a stressful conversation. You can do it while you're driving. You don't have to close your eyes, okay? But that is preferred. I'd prefer that you get in a comfortable place where you're not interrupted and close your eyes. And if you do it long enough, you'll be able to access your calm anywhere at any time. So what you're going to do is inhale, and this is how slow the counting goes, or the phrasing goes. I'm going to use the phrase, but you'll get the idea. On the inhale, you would say this: peace begins with me. You see how slow that is? Peace begins with me. Now, you aren't audibly saying this. You're saying it in your head. And then you're holding it for that same count. You're exhaling it for that same amount of time. And then you're sitting. And you just do that four times. And it will immediately reset your body. It will shut off the fight or flight mechanism in your brain, open up blood flow to different areas of your brain so you can reason and think and show up differently, and allow you to shut off that stress response. We weren't designed to live in a heightened state of stress for long periods of time. It was designed to keep us safe from the saber-tooth whatever that was chasing us. I was going to say saber-tooth lion, and then I'm like, I'm not sure if that's the right verbiage, so just forgive me there. You know, it's designed to keep us safe from the deer that might run out in front of us as we're driving, right? That's the fight or flight response. But our brain doesn't know the difference between something that we're imagining as stress or something that we are anxious about and, you know, the lion chasing us. It's all stress to the brain. And so when you live in a heightened state of maybe dreading what's coming or thinking about the negative or imagining the negative, it's going to perpetuate your stress levels. When you're in stress, your body doesn't heal and it doesn't maintain the health of your cells, which is why the long-term effects of stress are so detrimental to our wellness. That's why people that live in high stress have a higher instance of disease, including cancer. And I don't have the ability to get into all of that right now, but inside of Big Life You, we talk about all of these things extensively, including the emotional addictions that we have that cause us to believe that we have to be in a heightened state of stress in order to be effective. So if you're someone that wears a busy badge or you find yourself surrounded by chaos or drama, you need some calm and peace in your life, and I can help you get there. So Big Life You opens up again on November 9th, which is a Monday. I'd love to see you on the inside. Simply go to blu2020.com and I promise you won't regret it. The women that do this have huge, huge life change. And this little 5 minutes, 7 minutes that I just shared with you is just a minute little snippet of the magic that happens inside of BLU. All right. Until next time, I'll see you on the inside of BLU, and take action, live big, stay dialed in.